Any golfer who's hunched over a four-foot putt trying to win a weekend wager of $5 at the local municipal course may well wonder how the pros invariably manage to knock these modest shots in the hole.
With more on sports and doping, it's day-to-day contributor and steroid-free golfer David Was.
The answer, at least 95% of the time, is the same as that old Carnegie Hall joke. Practice, practice, practice. Repeatability is the key to enhanced athletic performance, whether it's foul shots or chip shots. Then again, the Professional Golf Association plans to institute some kind of drug testing in the near future, after years of whisperings that a small number of its players might be taking steroids or, more surprisingly, beta blockers. Beta blockers are generally used for people with cardiac problems. They work by reducing the flow of adrenaline and lowering one's heart rate. Not a bad recipe when looking down the shaft at a putt that might be worth a couple $100,000. Golfers, a notoriously superstitious breed, even wear magnets and jewelry they believe will chill them out a tad. Recent U.S. Open champ Angel Cabrera was wearing a bracelet called the Tryon Z, and the victorious 2002 European Ryder Cup team donned a stress-reducing necklace called the Q-Link. Additionally, given the advances in golf technology, a few pros can hit the ball 400 yards off the tee. Some worry that young golfers might want to emulate their mentors by taking the muscle juice that Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire are suspected of swigging. I like to look back to the supposed golden years of pro sports, when legends like Babe Ruth would prefigure the excesses of rock and roll with their licentious off-field behavior. As his teammate Joe Dugan once said, "Babe would go day and night, broads and booze." Ruth is even reputed to have shot himself up with extract from a sheep's testes and actually believed that bourbon helped him hit the long ball. Substance abuse is not a new phenomenon. But remember those beta blockers? In 2004, the New York Times reported that they were being used extensively in an arena one usually associates with chamomile tea and finger sandwiches. Classical music. Apparently, the drug Inderol is the magic bullet when it comes to performance anxiety, and some players who used to be hopeless nervous Nellies now play for outfits like the New York Philharmonic, all courtesy of Mother's Little Helper. But star soloists disparage such pharmaceutical crutches, saying that fear enhances a performance, giving it that blood and guts passion that audiences like to feel, whether it's a ninth-inning home run or Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
David Was is half of the fearless musical duo Was Not Was.